Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 38. It's a beautiful scripture, which actually my focus of attention is: give and it will be given unto you. Give and it will be given to you. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, if you want to become a giver, think of yourself as a river instead of a reservoir. Reservoirs continually take in water, but only to fill themselves up. In contrast, a river flows. Whatever water it receives, it gives away. Note what Jesus said about giving. In verse 38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. My dear brothers and sisters, when you give your time, your expertise, and your resources without expecting anything in return, you are practicing what Jesus preached. And here is an interesting truth. When you focus more on the wants and needs of others, more of your own wants and needs are met. In contrast, when you choose to hoard what you have rather than give, you become the center of your own lonely universe. And you become less content, not more. So as a result, you repel both people and potential blessing. When you recall God's goodness to you, it leads to gratitude. And if you read Psalm 103, 1-5, it's a beautiful passage of scripture that we all know. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, and so on. If you would read in Psalm 103, 1-5, it's a beautiful thing, beautiful scripture. And what gratitude does is it leads to giving. Ungrateful people aren't givers. They seldom think about others. They just think of themselves. Their days comprise searching for others to assist them, give to them, and wait on them. And whenever others fail to meet those expectations, they wonder why. Their selfishness prevents them from sowing, and their ingratitude causes them to question why they don't reap. In what way can you show your gratitude today? Right? In what way? It's just by taking a portion of the blessings God has poured into your life and pouring them back to God in tithes and offerings into the lives of others, for the missions, for the orphanages, right? And people who are in need, people who are poor. So in other words, you become a giver. And in other words, you be a giver. And I promise you, my dear brothers and sisters, the more you'll give, the more you'll receive. That is the principle of heaven, of being blessed in the presence of God. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your wonderful blessings over our lives. And you desire that we'll share our blessings. Lord, not only that, you desire that we'll honor you with our tithes and with our offerings. We'll honor you with our free will offering. We'll honor you, Lord, in taking care of the poor and needy around us. We honor you by giving for missions and looking after the orphans. That's what you desire. And Lord, I pray that you will enable us. Make us givers in the name of the Lord. Giving of our time, of our resources. Lord, giving of everything that you anticipate. Lord, make us a river that receives the water and allows it to flow down. I ask of you, Father God, let those rivers flow through our belly. And Father, that your blessings will overtake us in the mighty name of Jesus. That's what I pray. That's what I ask of you. Father, today as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand and keep them from the enemy. Lord, I thank you for even the ones who may be struggling with their health conditions. We have hope because your word gives us hope. And your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. It's finished. It's accomplished by Jesus. We receive your healing by faith in our bodies, in our mind. And Father, we thank you for healing us. And we vow to give you the glory because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a wonderful day, a fantabulous weekend. And I remind you to go to church and practice praising God in the congregation. And God will bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye for now.